I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department released this year's list of countries of particular concern for religious freedom violations. Those countries are Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton.
The interesting thing is that all of these countries are countries that Voice of the Martyrs identifies on our prayer map in addition to many others. They designated 10. We've identified 68 countries where Christians are facing persecution. We have projects in each of these countries to help the church, to help Christians respond to persecution, to provide Bibles for Christians, and to support evangelists and gospel workers in all of these countries to continue sharing the gospel and advancing the kingdom.
Would you pray that the church under fire remains bold in their faith? And around the world, God is bringing his church together. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, saw that firsthand during a visit to a Chinese church. Now, when the service was over, a Ugandan woman dropped to her knees. She'd been in China teaching English and had seen Bibles for China's pictures, so she wanted to go to a church like the one she saw online in a city of 3 million people. So she asked a random person to take her. The man she asked was returning from the U.S. and going to his home church, where Bibles for China was visiting.
And the three of us, Ohio State University student, the young lady from Uganda, and we from our country, showing up in a Chinese community together, rejoicing and praising the Lord because of God's Bible.
Thank God for his unexpected providence around the world. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.